Councilmember House, would you please start?
Black History Month is celebrated to raise awareness of African-American accomplishments and contributions to our society, and
whereas African-Americans are part of Minnesota's story, from before it was a territory to the present, and
whereas the first Minnesota Territorial Census in 1857 recorded 4 African-American men living in Hastings, including Robert Burns, a barber, who with Andrew Jackson Overall and J.H. Brooks worked as a committee to draft a petition to further their rights to vote, which was presented to the legislature of Minnesota in 1865. And
whereas both houses of the legislature passed a bill that proposed an amendment to strike white from the suffrage provision, the amendment was adopted in 1868 by a majority of more than 9,000 votes, becoming a law in Minnesota 2 years before the 15th Amendment passed nationwide.
Whereas George Daniels was an enslaved African American man who freed himself during the Civil War by crossing the battle lines to join the Union Army. In the process, he and Brigadier General George LeDuc became acquainted and built a strong, trusting relationship. Daniels moved to Hastings, where he lived and worked alongside LeDuc, and married Shiloh Hudson and started a family. And
whereas the story of George and Chloe Daniels is not unique and represents other African-American families that found their way to Hastings area following the Civil War, and
whereas in the early 1890s, the Curry and Wallace families organized other African-American community members to establish Brown's Chapel, African Methodist Episcopal Church, which served as the center of religious and social activities for African-Americans, until it was destroyed by arson in 1907, resulting in the eventual exodus of African-Americans from Hastings. And
whereas recent census data shows that the number of African-American residents in Hastings has increased in the past decade, Hastings continues to strive for racial equity to provide a healthy community for all, and the City Council has made diversity, equity, and inclusion an important initiative among its strategic priorities. And
whereas the importance of observing Black History Month in the City of Hastings is to acknowledge, recognize, and welcome people of African descent and their contributions to the City of Hastings, while simultaneously recognizing the injustices they have endured.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Mary Fassbender, Mayor of the City of Hastings, Minnesota, and the Hastings City Council hereby proclaim February 2023 as Black History Month in Hastings, Minnesota.